their own already.
Wow. How many county employees did it take to reset that system? Even worse. Poor Jason. Judge Jason didn't even know he's not helping.
He couldn't even help it. All right. We're going to start over. Welcome to court today, everyone, one and all. Do we have a volunteer as we begin, as we all stand for our invocation? Is there someone who would open up for us in prayer today? Let's all stand together. Thank you.
Morning. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for these commissioners, Lord God. Continue to bless them, Lord God. Lord God, bless the people here behind me, Lord God, that we all prosper, Lord God. And we just want to thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We do our pledges.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas.
One state under God,
one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let the record reflect that all of our commissioners are present for our meeting this morning. Do I have a motion to approve the commissioners' court agenda?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, are there any citizens here who would like to make any comments today on our agenda? Either one, yes, if you would, state your name and your purpose and what you're commenting on. Is it on the current agenda? Okay, then could you, okay, if you would, please. We have a time at the very end where we have comments on just general things, if you'd like to say something. All right, thank you. Is there anyone who has any comments on the item on the agenda, either consent or open? If not, all right, then let's move forward. Proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Shannon, presentation of Employee of the Month.
Yes, good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Today's a little bit different. We don't have either of our recipients, so I just want to recognize them still. So I would like to congratulate for November Employee of the Month. We have Amy Colon in Juvenile Probation. And for December Employee of the Month, he works nights, so he wasn't able to be here. We have Zachary Beatty from Constable Precinct 4. So, congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. We also have here today a presentation of the Montgomery County Historical Commission of the William Harley Gandy Distinguished Service Award, Larry Forrester. We've already approved this, and Larry was going to do the official presentation.
Thank you, Judge Keogh and Commissioners. Several years ago, our Montgomery County Historical Commission came up with the idea of recognizing what I call unsung heroes in Montgomery County who work and strive to preserve the history of Montgomery County. In the past, we've given a number of awards this year, and they've all been women, just coincidentally, but this year, we actually have some men, Equal Opportunity Award, so we have some men that we want to recognize this year. Many of you have been following the work that's been done by the 501c nonprofit organization called the Conroe Community Cemetery Restoration Project, CCRP. It was started on the vision of a man named John Edens, who's with us today and one of the recipients of the award. And he contacted me probably 12, 13 years ago and told me about this lost African-American cemetery buried deep in the woods in East Conroe. And he did most of the legwork. I gave him a little bit of guidance, but he did amazing legwork. I can't go on how much time he has spent engaged in this process. One of the things he did was create the CCRP. And from that, there's an amazing group of individuals from around Montgomery County who have captured the vision of preserving this historical cemetery where we have a Buffalo soldier buried who I'm pleased to say will be recognized by Montgomery County and the County Veterans Commission this tomorrow morning with the recognition of the bridge going across Alligator Creek called now the Sergeant Luther James Dorsey Bridge, a Buffalo soldier who fought in West Texas in the 10th Cavalry and then settled in Conroe, where he passed away roughly 80 years ago. So following John Eden's finding this and beginning the organization, a man came forward named John Meredith, who had some incredible talent related to archaeology, geology, and so forth, and he captured the passion. John told me a few minutes ago that he's been out to the cemetery 98 times in the last year or so, most of the time helping with the cutting down of all the undergrowth and so forth that are there. So today I'm proud, in behalf of the Historical Commission, to recognize these individuals for the William Harley Gandy Distinguished Service Award. William Harley Gandy was the first chairman of our commission, my predecessor by a number of people. He also wrote a definitive book on the history of Montgomery County back in 1952, which is still the go-to book on the history of Montgomery County. And his wife, Martha, is still around. In fact, we're going to recognize in Montgomery on Saturday, we're going to have a historical marker dedication for the Addison Gandy home there, the first county historical marker in that community. Last week, we had another county historical marker that was dedicated to the W.A. Willie Dean home in Magnolia, and Commissioner Riley was one of the sponsors of that marker and was instrumental in getting that thing accomplished. So I really appreciate everybody's participation in this. We've got, I see Commissioner Metz is over there working on another project in the Tamina community. So you folks have been engaged in preserving and promoting the history, and we all appreciate that. But right now, I want to recognize these two individuals, John Edens and John Meredith, for their accomplishments as the unsung heroes. And again, I'm going to let them introduce those members of their commission and others who have participated in making this cemetery come to life, so to speak, if you could say that about a cemetery. And with that being said, I'm going to ask John Edens to come forward and also John Meredith. Judge, I know you can't move from where you are, but in a moment, if you'll permit me, I'd like for us to move over there, maybe take a picture with you seated.
That would be great.
All right. John Edens, in behalf of Montgomery County and the Montgomery County Historical Commission, I am delighted, in fact, honored to give you this award as the recipient, this year's recipient of our Distinguished Service Award. Thank you for all you have done. Very, 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 very grateful for that. And do you have anything you want to say? You might want to take your mask off. We're not asking for a long speech because we're on a time crunch
right
here.
No, but I really don't think that. I appreciate the award.
I hear.
You set the vision.
John Meredith. Me get it going, bylaws, all the headaches we had getting set up.
A little piece of wood. It's say it's an Eastern red cedar, okay? It's got a brand on it with our logo. The flower is the gardenia plant. 80% of the time we find gardenia plants out there. We find burials. We just haven't found the burials at the other places. So in appreciation for y'all's help in preserving the cemetery, we wanted to give you that along with the brochure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Michael, that recognize Carl White back here, president of Montgomery County NYCP. He's been a big help.
Don, in behalf of the, again, Montgomery County and the Montgomery County Historical Commission, I'm delighted to give you this award. You have done, as John Eden said, you've done a lot of the legwork. I think that's probably a fair way to put it.
Yeah.
The backwork. Making this thing happen. And it wouldn't have been accomplished without you persisting with the inspiration and the leadership of Johnny and these members here. It's a remarkable group of people that want to preserve a history.
That's right.
A little-known black cemetery. We have some major players, major citizens buried there that have had an impact on the state of Texas, not just Montgomery County. So on behalf of the commission, congratulations.
I kept Walgreens supported by buying a lot of ibuprofen. I just want to thank our board also Cindy Cheney with Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who's been a huge contributor or volunteer for the group. We've had over 85.
Wow.
26 different organizations and individuals who contribute. So we just see it continue. We were on Channel 2.
Down that corner there.
In the Houston Chronicle.
Excellent.
It's growing. It's good.
Can I get
Thank you
to stand over here?
Gentlemen, Commissioner, let me ask you guys, can we have everybody kind of slide down this way and get all of us behind this? Can we do that?
Larry, where is this cemetery? Where is it?
The cemetery is on the east side of Conroe. It's about 10 blocks from here, going east on 105. The Oakwood Cemetery is located sort of 10th and 105 east.
Yeah, that's where it is.
And right to the north of that is the cemetery.
Okay.
Between that and the old Conroe Norville and the
Justice. Yeah,
okay.
And they'll get up there.
Get everybody in here?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you all very much.
I love this man like a brother.
Thank you, guys. Man, that's dedication. Wonderful.
Thank you all very much.
Larry, on behalf of the court, your consistency and your... It's Larry Forrester. On behalf of the court, your consistency and commitment to the history of our county is amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's weekly. It's from your heart. And we all appreciate it very much. This is our history. This is who we are.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. We're going to go ahead and move forward. Consider and approve Commissioner's Court minutes for our regular session dated October 27th. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Consent agenda. Are there any items that you would like to defer or change or move to open on the consent agenda? Gentlemen?
I have one.
Okay.
10B2C on page 3. That is 10B2C on page 3.
All right. That's the cargo van deal.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I move on the consent agenda.
Whoa. Hold on. There's this one other item that I was going to mention. I'm just kind of writing this down. Forgive me, Commissioner.
Okay.
I didn't
hear that.
Yes, I want to, on page 4,
okay.
C2, we'd like to defer that item on page 4, C2, which is under risk management, number 2, up towards the top, just to defer that.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other modifications?
Nope, I second.
If there are none, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of accepting the consent agenda with modifications? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's move forward, and we'll move to the open agenda. And for those, that's on page, we're moving way ahead, you're on page 9. Commissioner, 10B2C, page 3.
Yeah, I did not know if anyone from the animal shelter would be here or not, but I know this item wasn't something that was budgeted during the budget hearings. I don't know where it came from. Doing some research, I think Amanda said that it seems to be an item they want to purchase with grant fund or funds that they...
Some grant funds, according to when I reached out to animal shelter yesterday.
I didn't know if our grants person was here to see if it actually qualifies, if the grant is okay to use for this purpose. And also, I think it would be helpful in the future if when an unbudgeted item is coming to court, you know, I think somebody on the court should know that it's coming. I know it's just the bid process, but still they end up buying these things, and then we have maintenance, and who's going to drive it, where is it going to be parked, what's it going to be used for? There's a lot of other questions that need to be answered. So I'd like to defer this and have Animal Shelter come in and talk to us about it, if y'all are okay with that.
I mean, I have no problem with that. Is anybody else? We'll just defer it to next commissioner's court. All right, then we'll go ahead and defer that, and thus move on in our court. County Judge, number 11. What I would like, I'm proposing here, is that I'm making a motion
that... Do we have to vote to defer that?
I don't think so, do we?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll just defer.
Okay.
Thanks.
A motion to consider and approve an operational deputy to be assigned to my office. The purpose of that is, as it is you can see where the funding will come from, as it will come from contingency, doesn't say it here, but it will come from contingency. And it has to do with security for both my office and for me as we go to different places, as I travel, as I represent the county. And I'm going to make that motion. Is there a second?
Judge, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Annualized salary, $56,000. Total needed for remaining FY 2021 is $73,000.
Yes, sir.
What's the difference in those two numbers?
Commissioner, that's going to be the FICA, the retirement, and the state unemployment.
Okay. That wasn't included in the 56.
No, sir. So the salary in the that officer is in the step plan. So the 56,139 is the salary with his step, longevity, and certification.
I second your motion, Judge.
What's he going to drive?
Do we have okay, now we have a second. Do we have discussion? Go ahead.
What's he going to drive? There's no vehicle in this package.
So we have vehicle right now. Jason, address that with us, if you would, the vehicle that we do have at this point.
Are we going to need to replace that with a constable, DeForest?
Emergency management will assign a vehicle to him that we have in our fleet. So it wouldn't affect Constable DeForest's
and
fleet at all.
And coming back asking for a vehicle later?
No, we've already taken care of that. The $7,500 additional to that motion is to cover the law enforcement-specific supplies that will be needed for that vehicle. But
okay. And... we're going to give DeForest another position? How are we doing this?
So the current officer would position would become open. This would create a new position in DeForest's office that would be assigned to the judge's office.
That deputy would basically just transfer with a PCR on the next commissioner's court, transfer into that position, which would then open the position up for DeForest to fill that position back to basically...
What about a vehicle for the position in Gene DeForest?
That position already has a vehicle.
Okay.
So there's no transferring the vehicle. It's just transferring the deputy out of one department into another department.
Judge, my only concern is that, one, this is something that should have been addressed during the budget hearings. We admonish department heads and elected officials for coming before us asking for these types of items.
Absolutely.
Outside. And so that's frustrating to me, and I want to be, I'm going to vote no, because I think that it should have been addressed during the budget hearings, and I would like to have seen it during that time period.
Yeah, and you know, and Commissioner, I certainly can respect that. You know, this is an item that continues to come up. It comes up for me personally. It comes up as we defend the county and as we present and react to mandates that are put on the county that we have received in terms of security issues. You know, the commissioner's court, each of the commissioners has a budget. and you guys can pretty much do what you need to do within the budget, and it has been voted, you can do it without the approval of the court, can make these things. I do not have that ability to do that. And so even though I understand that we voted in that particular direction, and I was a big proponent of that as well, I have not overlooked that. I just feel like this is necessary, and I'm going to ask the court to go with me on this. So we have a motion and a second.
Have you had problems here at the office? Have you had somebody that's threatened somebody other than the guy that walked up here that day that was Jesus or whoever that guy was?
The Jesus guy?
But the thing
about
that,
we have. As a matter of fact,
you never know when it can be when it can happen.
Not only that.
I didn't have a lot when I put a deputy at my office, but I thought it was time to do that. And we've all got one. We're all locked down. I think the judge needs one as much as we do.
Well,
and,
it's been said by somebody that we need one for the judge like Silvio drives me around everywhere. Silvio don't drive me around everywhere. We just don't do that. Silvio's got a lot to do, and it's not just driving me around. That's my concern is I'm not so sure what all...
Sure.
If there's something that goes on here, I mean, there's panic buttons just about everywhere, and there's doors that are locked. I'm sure there's safety precautions are in place to where if something happens, we can lock it down. I don't know that for sure. But maybe we need to be looking at another bailiff to sit in this office as a bailiff and guard this floor of the building. I don't know.
Yeah. I agree more with what Commissioner Riley's saying as far as, like, my officer that works with us, he doesn't even house in my precinct, in my office. He's out on the streets with the guys that are taking care of our roadways, making sure we're very congested down there. He's not sitting there to protect me. That's what 911 is for. And I've had the sheriff, the librarian call and ask for support with wanting to have a deputy at her branch before, and I told her the same thing. You got to call the constable or call the sheriff.
I can certainly appreciate that, and these are all things that have been said. And I'm asking the court to go with me on this particular issue. As far as I'm concerned, it is a security issue. I'm concerned about it for me. I'm concerned about it for our office. And especially as I have opportunity to go out and go to places where, sure, I can carry a weapon, but I'm not an officer, nor is my chief of staff a police officer.
Things have definitely changed.
Exactly. So from that perspective,
I've been here 28 years, and I just got one.
Yeah.
And I never really had an incident. But you don't want to have one of those. And I know your doors are locked down, but, that keeps out honest folks. So I think it's time to do it in the county judge's office. And I don't care what he does. I don't care if he sets you off. I don't care if he rides around with you. I don't care. I think it's time. And I've got a second.
I appreciate that. We have a motion and a second. There's no more discussion.
Well, what is the department 55216?
Oh, it's basically an operational deputy for Constable 3 or Constable 2 position.
Okay, so it'll still be the position will be in the won't be in the judge's office. It'll actually be held.
So the deputization has to be
exactly.
Under.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to make sure.
Constable
DeForest.
Under
somebody.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
And then in the new finance system, it's going to be OD002 if you're looking for that operational deputy.
My guy's still under cash is, payroll. All right.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? If there is none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Is that three or two?
At 3-4.
Okay. Motion passes. Thank you.
I'll support it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. All right. Item number B under county judge. Consider, discuss, approve resolution and order concerning the extending the declaration of the local disaster for public health emergency for a period of additional 30 days to expire on December 10th. Do I have a motion to that effect?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Emergency management. Jason?
Good morning, Commissioners and Judge. We are getting really close to the end of our prescribed CARES fund program as we get closer to December 30th. So these items, the next three items here are, some of them is wrapping up what we're doing. Another one's at the request of Commissioner Metz, and I'll go through them one at a time. Item 12A, consider, discuss resolution and order authorizing IT to continue to make technology and equipment purchases to assist with the CDC telework and remote working technology guidance. An amount not to exceed $350,000, designate the CARES Act fund as the source. This is to wrap up projects already on the ground as we're finalizing those. There are a few more Constable's Office and I believe the Constable's Office specifically that are left to get the Zoom capability. Other than that, we are completely done with this. This will not be additional Zoom rooms as we've done in the past. In departments can use the technology they already have for that, but this is for our elected officials in times of disaster, as we are now, to be able to remote work technology and finalize some of the projects they already have ongoing.
Do you have an idea of what the total we spent on IT-related issues with CARES Act? Do you have that number?
Amanda may have a full number, because she looked at this item. I can take a guess, but I don't want to be wrong.
How do you say a lot?
Is there a difference between a lot and a bunch?
I don't want to answer that. Last time I used burn through the money, I got Commissioner Riley gave me a hard time. So.
Well, do what now?
Kind of like Annie Goglin and Cattywampus. I never have figured out the difference in those two words.
Yeah,
Daddy used both of them.
But for clarification, this will, you've gotten with our budget office and Bobby, and this is it.
Bobby thought he was good to go with the current authorization from the court, but after talking with Amanda. We went through the numbers with him and said, you're going to need some extra funds to finalize the projects and finish what he's doing. So
I want to ask a couple of questions,
yes,
though, because one, it was brought to my attention, and I'm not picking on the animal shelter, but that the animal shelter was wanting to have Zoom capabilities.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Yeah. So I want to make sure. I want to make sure that we get the final say of
correct.
Who is getting this technology, because some departments just don't need it.
Correct.
And
there was a few departments prior to me finding out about specifically the animal shelter, Commissioner Nowak, that had received similar technology because they requested it. But then I spoke with IT and said, look, this is more for continuity of government. Animal shelter can call us on the phone. Continuity of government for when we have a disaster or while we're not able to work, if one of our offices was to have an outbreak and we had to shut down, we need the Zoom capability to function, and that's the elected officers. And so that's the focus has been on the elected offices since then. So find it, Amanda?
Okay. I mean, I
can move on and come back to A while she looks for that number, so we don't waste any time. If Rakesh will join me.
Pretty close, Amanda? Okay, go ahead.
You're good. Okay.
Jason, go ahead.
I just don't want to guess. I have a number in mind, but I don't want to give you a wrong number.
That's fine.
The item B is to consider and discuss take appropriate action authorizing the auditor to reimburse the county of all public safety expenses from July 1, 2020 through September 30th, 2020 for all public safety departments. The reimbursement shall come from CARES Act Fund. The auditor estimates this accrual for this period to be $22,513,211.15. Yes?
You know, we add on to this, and if this is, you know, a request consistent to the one we had previously from 327 through 630, and the fund will be, you know, it'll be reimbursed back to the county, but it'll be sitting as a restricted amount, okay? Until and unless it's fully cleared off, it'll stay as a restricted.
Will not touch this money for anything until we are 100% certain that it will not, that
we're gonna get
it's
the,
not going to be
we're going to get it with the attorney's office, make sure that we all have green light before we even do anything with the money.
And when will that be?
Could be 5 years, 10
no,
years.
No, I'm not going to support that at all, no. If you want to put a restriction on a percentage of it or something, I'd support that, but not the whole amount. Absolutely not. There's not, unless you're, I don't think you're going to be in front of us today and say you're uncomfortable with your mother. We're counting on you that these amounts are accurate. And we've had four approvals from Treasury that's acceptable. So absolutely not to restrict all of it for something like 5 years. That's crazy. They never come back and call that amount. If you know an amount that they have taken back or whatever percentage amount, I'll be glad to hear that.
I think if if I may, and I would concur. If we take that position, then should we take this money, we do what we're trying to do here, and then at the time, if there is expenditure or something that to be spent, there's always the opportunity for discussion. Any of that's going to come through the court anyway. So I would take that
position. I'm
with you.
I'm not for jumping up spending the money. I'm just not. Oh, no, I'm not, sure. I'm not for restricting it for that amount of time. Surely you would know something sometime after the first of the year, within reason.
I would say
by March for sure.
And again, as of now, you know, the CARES Act is supposed to sunset December 30th, right? We don't know definitively just yet that if it'll be extended or not.
Yeah.
So with that, I would say, you know, once we submit the final reporting as of 12:30, I think it's due, you know, January sometime 10 to 15, you know, we'll probably get some kind of indication from them.
Well, there is also some subject to change without notice, given our current political situation. We don't know where we're headed with that. Who knows what the future holds? But at this point, we have had discussion on this. Entertain a motion. Go ahead, Commissioner.
I asked BD yesterday, and BD, if you could just kind of rehash what I was asking you. What issues do we potentially have with reclassifying these dollars? And you had mentioned something about because we have, I guess the Sheriff's Department keeps records that are going to directly contradict the fact that 100% of these dollars have been used for CARES funds, that could create an issue or it's a potential.
Well, Commissioner, I'd prefer not to discuss a legal opinion in open session at this point. We can recess and go into executive session if you'd like. But at this point, the fluidity of the situation, I'd prefer not to make some pronouncement of what our legal opinion may be.
Well, and you could always reserve 10 or 20% of this money until you get through that confirmation period, but I think it's worth doing.
All right.
And as a general practice, you know, as an auditor, I mean, obviously they can always back audit us 3 years, so the statute of limitation for as long as we have some kind of reserve set aside based on what the court decides for us to do going forward.
You know. Okay. So we have a motion, we have a second, we've had discussion. I'm going to call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number.
Amanda, did
you come up with a number?
Okay, back to item A.
Yes, item A.
Commissioner Nowak, on IT hardware and IT software, we've spent $5,191,000 and some change.
Okay, good. I was off by 100.
All right, thank you. Any more discussion on that? If not, item C.
We'll need a motion and a
move on A.
Motion on that? Oh, that's still on the. Okay, I got you. I apologize. Yes.
Second.
We have a motion?
Yes, I move.
Sir, a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank
you. Thank you, guys. Item C is consider discuss authorize emergency management to purchase additional PPE and necessary supplies to address the needs of the county and external public safety agencies in the amount not to exceed $250,000.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
How much is left in
thank you
CARES
very much.
Funds?
I believe the number was $73 million last year with these changes.
Give me
we're
one
probably,
second.
We're probably 72.
The reason I ask
and
is
then, $22 million
after the last court, I had a long conversation with Dr. Null at CISD. I talked to him a couple of times since then. And the amount of money that we sent to the CISD or to the ISDs at this point is a very small amount compared to what they have actually expended. And I'd like for us to consider.
Is that something that we can consider in this meeting? Future, without
no,
being
we want
on
to bring
agenda.
It back. Future
it's
meeting
future
agenda.
Meeting
want
agenda.
To consider,
yes.
Yeah. Look, you know, if we talk to the school districts, find out how much more they may need. I know
CISD
has
spent. Anything we can do
spent,
to help them, we need to do it.
And
the money's there.
Right.
I talked to Curtis as well, so certainly discussion on that.
Would you like to see that in the
next
court?
Yeah,
okay.
And
thank
I think
you,
if we take
Jason.
It up to $50 a head or whatever it
it's
was.
It's up
you know.
To 500 total from everywhere that they're coming.
There's
we
a lot of wiggle
have,
room. We have a lot of wiggle room.
And
right.
We get nothing.
Yeah. We can discuss it. There's
I don't think there's enough time for next week. We meet again next week. Let's do it the first
First week of December, so that'll be right December. Before we
well,
get, that's fine.
If I may, Commissioners, I hate to break, I hate to cut you off, Commissioner. We're running in a point where it has to be, these funds, if we do anything, has to be expended by December 30th. Okay. Putting it in the first court in December puts us up against a hard stop with accounts payable to get things out the door.
Next week, then.
So next court, it would be very simple. I can get it on. We have a discussion item. If y'all take action or give direction, we can work through the holiday week break and get it on the first court agenda to approve anything. The schools move very fast with contracts and agreements if we have to do something.
So. I think we could just amend the current contract and change the dollar amount, Amy.
Whatever you decide to do.
Probably.
Separate agenda.
Yes, because it's tied to enrollment and by student head, so we have to have those numbers that when we cut checks.
Got it.
Yeah.
There are some cities as well.
Yep. And that's true.
Municipality political subdivisions that are also
you should see that on the next
funds.
Agenda anyway. We've received our deadline was on October 30th for the cities and ESDs to provide us that information, what they actually spent related to COVID. And we're auditing that now, and as we get that audited, we're going to bring those reimbursement. We got some from everybody, a little bit from some. It was not an amount that it was large. I mean, some ESDs were a couple thousand, some were less than 100,000.
We need an agenda item.
Yeah. We'll bring that to the agenda on the next court.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on. Fire Marshal. Jimmy, welcome.
Good morning,
Jimmy.
All right. This is a simple update to our county fire code. We're currently on the 2012. We're looking to move to the 2018. Brings us up to the latest technology, latest building practices, allows our industry, the commercial building industry especially, to continue to do best practices. Again, it's more of a procedural. We've already adopted a fire code in 2008. We're 100 million square feet plus of new construction since then. So,
okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Jimmy, was this 2018, when does this take effect from 2012 to 2018?
It would take the new adoption would take effect January 1st. Okay. We're already getting plan submissions from buildings. A quick example, Millennium 3 in the Woodlands, they actually built and designed to the 2018 code because the 2012 code wouldn't allow them to build the building they wanted to build.
That's so just my concern. I don't want a bunch of people.
Now, we've been telling them.
Okay.
We're already getting code submissions, and we allow them to submit to whatever code past the 2012 best suits their needs. The problem is with the fire departments, especially their insurance rating, is dependent on having a current code. And we're 6 years down. We need to get up to date.
That's good. Okay. All
right. Thank you. We have a motion. Excuse me. Motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
If I may have one moment, just a quick one. This is my last time to present, unless I screw up, for Commissioner Metter. Commissioner Metter was here on the day that I was hired. And I remember the discussions that we had then and we've had since. And I want to congratulate him and thank him for his service to Montgomery County.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. Very considerate, Jimmy. Appreciate it so much.
Appreciate it.
All right. At this time, we're going to recess.
Made a good hour, Jimmy.
This time, we're going to recess Commissioner's Court, convene public hearings. Public hearing, Precinct 1.
So we're going to defer 14A1 and move to B1.
Okay, that would be Precinct 4.
You always do such a great job.
Consider and approve posting all-way stop sign traffic control at Auburn Fields Drive and Huron Bend Drive intersection to lower the posted speed limit from 30 to 25 miles per hour in the Auburn Trails at Oakhurst Subdivision. Is anybody here to speak about that?
All right. Then we'll go ahead and reconvene and take appropriate action. Do I have a motion to approve item under Precinct 4, item number 1 under Precinct 4?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. All right, moving on. Commissioners, Precinct 3, item number 15.
I move on 1A, consider, discuss, and take all appropriate action.
Second.
That's a great thing. That's good.
That is a good deal.
Alex, a special guy, been a player in the Woodlands for, 30-something years?
Long time.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you
did
that.
That's a good deal.
Mm. All right, any discussion? Session's over. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. At this time, we're going to move to executive session. Court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071. And then we'll be back as soon as we're done. Welcome back, everyone. I'm confident we set a record on the executive session time. Thank you all for staying with us. Amy, if you'd read our motion.
We need a motion that authorizes our risk management department to settle claim number PY2019-10653-A. Move. The date of loss was 7-8-2019.
Did you move?
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. All right, citizens. Are there any citizens who would like to make any final comments? Yes, you had come earlier. If you'd come, state your name and purpose for the record, please. That's okay. Just come on up to the mic. We'll wait for you.
Well, I think the judge understands.
Yeah, trust me, I totally get it.
I'm challenging to a race.
Do you hear him?
Just to thank the court, my name is Eddie Macaluso. I've been a resident of Montgomery County for 20 years. I'm here this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, BD.
You're welcome.
Proceed, Eddie.
I'm here this morning to say thank you to this court for the support that you give the Montgomery County Veterans Service Office. Briefly, about 3 years ago, I wandered in there and wanted a pair of hearing aids because the service messed my hearing up. Mm. And it's been a three-year fight, and that office, Ms. Kay, let me see, I wrote the names down because I knew I wouldn't remember them, but Ms. Kay Lee and Karen Carr and Kathy Smith, they treat veterans when they walk through that door like their family. And I wanted to personally recognize them in front of this court and say thank you, and also thank you to you guys for the continued funding, because you may not realize how that office affects hundreds, if not thousands, of veterans in this county. And that's all I wanted to say is thank you, and please ask you to continue to support that office. Those ladies are fantastic. They treat us with compassion and kindness. They refer to us as their veterans.
Thank you for coming.
That's awesome.
We have no idea how that means or what that means to us. And again, thank you, and thank you for your time in the court.
Eddie, thank you for coming.
That's really
appreciate
it.
Eddie, thank you. We appreciate it so much. Appreciate you coming.
That was great.
All right. Are there any other miscellaneous items that we
need? We need more Eddies in this world.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
Do I have a motion to that effect?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Got somebody trying to get up
here. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Walter?
Oh, that's all right. We cane people are coming up here now.
It's all right.
Hey, judge and commissioners.
Morning.
My name is Walter Boyd. I don't know where I live anymore, but I tell you, I want to just thank, I'm from Alabama, you know, sort of, I got a problem, going to have to go back. I just want to tell you how much y'all have meant to me. And Judge, of course, I've known you pretty good and argued with you in parking lots and at your church and everything else. But, and Mr. Commissioner Nowak, I've known you better than anything. If anybody wants a path to success in life, it will be the way you won your election way back there.
Well, thank you.
You opposed me, and you beat me. But it was just a grueling thing that you did. And that's, but, Judge, I just wanted to tell you, I came over here. I'm glad you've got a security guy, because I offered to be your chauffeur and your lawyer. But now we've got security. We've got a guy in the back. I wanted to talk to you. Listen, there's a lot of disturbance. There's a lot of people that are in great stress here in this county because of Trump's loss. Listen, I was for Trump as much as anybody, but I tell you, it is a good thing we're not going to have the riots like we would have. And there's more to that. But Commissioner Nowak, can I speak directly to him or not?
Please. But you're running out of time, Mark.
I know I'm running out of time. I did want to mention the prayer. Y'all better watch those prayers. Don't you remember when that woman got up here and caused a whole bunch of stuff? Get your prayer thing in order. Do you know what almost happened when you invited people to, you know, I almost got up here and did the prayer. Can you imagine the commotion that would occur? You got to.
Hurry up. I want to hear what you got to say to Noah.
I was going to let him forget.
Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey, Mr. Nowak.
Yes, sir.
The peaceful transition of power. Now, in 22 years, or is it going to be 2 years when you run for county judge?
2 years.
2 years? will there be a peaceful transition of power?
I hope
not, because I want to be here. Listen, I thank you very much. I just want
to... Count on him, Walter.
And I haven't known y'all, but I really appreciate you, Commissioner Riley, and to some extent, you know, you, but as a matter, he needs a personality upgrade. But other than that, y'all are good people. You're such good... And your county attorney... There he is. Oh, my goodness.
I just got to say one thing. If I'd have known you were going to be his protection, I'd have voted for it. I'd have made the motion.
Me too.
Walter, thank you very much.
We appreciate your comments, and
your time is officially up. Thank you very
time's
much.
Time's up? Well, I've got my twin brother want to speak, too.
Carmen, we can make it his honorary protector.
We appreciate it very much. All right. Are there any other miscellaneous items or citizens that would like to say anything? If there's not, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second. Second. All in favor?
Yeah, let's go. Sorry. I'm distracted.
Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much. You gotta love it.
Yeah.
You had a mask on.
They just don't know you well enough.
I'm sorry?
Not detecting it?
Yes, but...